It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. I am excited about today's Ministry Spotlight Edition. I'm happy to introduce the founders of 119 Ministries and TestEverything.net, John and Steve. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello, great to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely, it's great to have you. And so one of the latest teachings I noticed on your website is called Nailed to the Cross. And that brings in some different questions and things. To start off today, what can you tell us about that teaching?
Well, first of all, we're very excited about it. We just released this last week. And one of the things that we realized in doing ministry is that Paul is very hard to understand. And as a matter of fact, even in Peter, in 2 Peter chapter 3, Peter even says that his letters are hard to understand, especially in matters of the law. And we know that quite often Paul is used to teach us on really how we're supposed to obey God today. And we have to actually admit that Paul probably isn't the best person to go to, since he's difficult to understand. And one of those verses that are really hard to understand is in Colossians, where we find that Paul is saying that something is nailed to the cross. And the question must be asked is, what was nailed to the cross? And what's this about a curse? We actually look into a lot of detail going into the Old Testament on exactly what Paul is teaching, because Paul knows and understands the Hebrew context better than most other people. Steve, did you have some thoughts on this?
Yeah, it's just there's many times we've often heard preachers say, you know, that Christ had nailed the law to the cross, therefore we don't have to obey it anymore. And as John mentioned, you know, the Apostle Paul is often, you know, misunderstood in much of his teachings, as Peter did say. So we have to ask ourselves, is he actually saying the law is now done away with, what that Isaiah said, that the word of God stands forever? Because if that's the case, then Isaiah is now a false prophet, meaning the word of God doesn't stand forever. It's just not going to be changed. And so this teaching goes into great detail, finding exactly what Christ himself nailed to the cross and how it actually delivers us from the curse of the law, not the law itself.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are going to be quite surprised and quite astounded as to what Paul's actually teaching there.
Yeah, we've had lots of good feedback on his teaching already. We're very excited about it, as John said.
That's excellent. And another question is there biblical relevance to the idea that the Messiah needed to be nailed to the cross and die that way? And do you guys talk about that in this teaching?
This teaching breaks it down to the nth degree. You will see exactly why he had to die, the death he did, everything in detail.
In fact, this whole series that this particular teaching is a part of is all about defending and validating the New Testament, or in Hebrew it's called the Brit Hadashah. And not a lot of people focus on trying to defend the New Testament and teach on it. They just assume that it's true. But how would you prove that it was true if you got into a conversation with just your everyday Jew, for example? And they start asking you some of the challenging questions. So we really get into it in this particular series. And this just happens to be one of the more exciting components of this series that we just released.
Fantastic. That's awesome. And one of the things I love about your website is you've got all these different excellent teachings totally free. So people can listen to them all over the place. And it's that's really cool. I love that. I appreciate that. So folks, again, testeverything.net is the website. 119 Ministries. Go to testeverything.net to check out some of these teachings, including the one we've been talking about, Nailed to the Cross. Well, John and Steve, I really appreciate you guys taking the time. Thank you for being with me here on the show.
Thank you for having us again.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much.
All righty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And just a quick reminder is that you can find Christian events all over Northern California at our events site, norcalchristianevents.com. You'll find things like June 26th, the Francesca Battaglia concert at the Alameda County Fair, August 1st through the 3rd, Spirit West Coast, Newsboys, Jeremy Camp, and a host of others down in Monterey. And also Evangelism Conference, Taking It to the Streets, August 2nd through the 4th in Santa Clara. So lots happening. Get the details at norcalchristianevents.com. Hope you have an awesome day. We'll see you next time.
For more information, visit norcalchristian.com.